This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again?
Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I recently came across a video where Joe Rogan is having a discussion with a UFC middleweight contender, Sean Strickland, and Sean Strickland is giving his anecdotal experience of his experience with some Muslim fighters, maybe from Chechnya or Dagestan or something like this, in his gym. Let's take a look at the clip and come back and respond in kind.
I make fun of everybody, but Muslims are nuts. So there is a guy named Albert Durov. They have a lot of Muslims at the gym. Love these guys. So one day, Albert Durov comes up to me and he was like, "Hey, Sean, can I talk to you?" I thought he was going to show me a move. I'm like, "All right, sure. I'll be your wrestling dummy for all these little Muslims come in the cage. What are we doing, guard? What position are we in here, Albert?" He's like, no. Sit down. Sit down, Sean. I'm like, oh, puts his hand on my leg. Muslim dude, you're super touchy.
They're friendly.
Super friendly, guys. So odd, especially because of religion. So he's like, Sean, in my country, I cannot be friends with you. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you say things about Islam. Pretty much saying, I cannot be friends with you because what you say about Islam. Right. And I'd make fun of Jews, Christians, Scientologists, make fun of everybody. So after that, after he caressed my leg and rubbed my head a little bit, I was like, okay, dude, I'm going to lay off Islam.
Now, what this clip shows us is that the importance of establishing great boundaries. I've been watching Joe Rogan for some time now. I think many of you have as well. And we've seen his attitudes change and shift, right, towards Islam and Muslims over the last half decade. And this shows you that when we, as the Muslim community, show other people, other communities, other influences, wherever it may be, what our red lines are, then people eventually respect those red lines. We are a force to be reckoned with. Remember, we are a quarter of the world's population, going to be a third of the world's population by the end of the century, according to Pew Research. So yes, we are a force to be reckoned with. If people want to have a proper functional life in this globalized world, it makes sense for them to respect our boundaries. And that's what we've achieved here. And that's why I respect those guys that done what they've done with Sean Strickland. And in fact, this is exactly the Islamic position. You know, you cannot be a friend with somebody who attacks the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who besmirches the sacred symbols of Islam. It's kind of like what Malcolm X said famously. He said that a man who falls for or stands for nothing, a man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. You see, a man with no boundaries, a community with no boundaries, a people with no boundaries are no people at all. And the Quran is completely filled with ayat verses which indicate the importance of mightiness and self-dignity. For example, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. That, O you who believe, if you go back on your heels and apostate, then I'll replace you with the people who are mighty with the disbelievers, humble with the believers, that they struggle in the path of Allah. And they don't care about the blame of the blamers. They don't care too much about these people, what they're going to say or what these guys. We're not here to appease the other communities like that. And in fact, the more you try and appease and placate and acquiesce to other communities and other people, the more they will see you as lacking in dignity, someone that they can play around with. So we must maintain our dignity as the Muslim community, as the Quran states in regards to this kind of very important thing, which famous ayah, which which Allah says, لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يودون من حاد الله ورسوله. You will not find somebody, yes, who really believes in Allah in the last day being so loving with those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. Even if ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم, even if they were their fathers or their brothers or their extended families or whatever, يعني that's it. You will not find it. If you're truly, yeah, believing Allah and His Messenger, someone who's opposing that, yeah, you cannot be their friend and start loving them and showing them. That's not da'wah. That's not how to be a proper dignified person in Islamic tradition. We don't care what you think of us. We don't care if you don't like that. We don't really care about that. Do you know what I mean? We've got our own thing going on. If you respect us and you respect the Muslim community, yeah, we will return that energy, that positive energy with positive energy. But if you disrespect the Muslim community, yeah, we will disrespect you. Simple as that. إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُوا مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. That Noah, he said that if you're going to make fun of us, we're going to make fun of you, like you make fun of us. So if you make fun of us, yeah, if you disrespect us, if you disrespect the Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you disrespect Islam, now you're disrespecting us. We don't want to be your friend. We're not on that kind of thing. We're not interested. But if you want to be respectful, then yeah, we're going to be respectful to you as well. And that is the Islamic position on the matter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.